No, 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 mean. That's mean. That's not generous. That's mean. Remember, he's a provider. He's got results to produce. If you give him information, what you need and what makes you happy, then he can produce it. By the way, it's critical to tell them what you need and what will make you happy, but not how to produce it. That's his job. If you tell him also how to produce it, he won't do anything. He's got to figure out how to produce it. That's his ownership. That's his adventure. That's his challenge. Watch the amount of detail you provide. Watch when you're drowning him. To understand more about that, we talk a lot about that in understanding women. Barry markers, Barry markings, why women talk the way that they do and how to listen to them. And if you want something other than him listening for the point or listening for how to solve the problem, you have to set him up. Honey, what I really need from you now is just hold that trash can for me. I'm just going to say a lot of things that I'm upset about. Just hold the trash can. I'm just going to get them out, and then I can be a nice person again. Or this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you something happened today, and what I want you to do is to say, oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's just terrible. Somebody may say to Greg, honey, I'm going to tell you something. What I want you to say is, poor baby. I want sympathy. Say, poor baby. And then I'll tell him something, and he'll go, poor baby. And I go, thank you. So if you want something other than him listening for the point or the problem, you have to tell him. And you guys are such great providers. If I ask you to provide something different than what's natural to you, you will try your darndest to provide it, even when it's completely unnatural to you. She doesn't want me to solve the problem. She doesn't want me to solve the problem. She doesn't want me to solve the problem. Just listen, just listen, just listen. Okay, men, this would be my recommendations for you. Be aware of the unconscious timelines, the 3-month and the 9-month marks, and address them for what they are instead of ignoring them. She will start acting weird at 3 months and 9 months. You can provide leadership and be perceived as very strong by bringing up those conversations. We've been seeing each other for 3 months, we should talk about the future. Even if what you're saying is, I'm not sure about the future yet. I need to learn some more things about you. Could we check back in on this, you know, like every 2 weeks? So be aware of those timelines and address them for what they are. Accommodate as much as you're willing and able the need for more communication than you are inclined to provide. And this is great, you guys. Email counts. I got an email from him. Email counts. This is for the guys. Provide more communication. Accommodate, if you will, that she needs more communication than you're inclined to provide. Stay in touch more often. So since you're single focused, you may have to put something in your calendar, a repeat event. Email Barbara every other day or every day. Have the alarm go off. Send her an email. I'm thinking about you. I like you. By the way, email is not good if anyone's upset. Do not use email. Email will cause things to fall apart faster than anything because the tone is inferred. If he thinks you're mad at him and he gets an email, did you fall off a cliff? He's going to read it. Did you fall off a cliff? And you may not have meant it that way. So use your voice. Use your voice. Email's good for little love notes and scheduling things, but use your voice whenever there's something that someone might be upset. Also, guys, be responsible for the effects of the bonding hormone. Consider when you're ready to have a woman be attached to you like that before having sex. Are you willing to have her be that way about you? She's going to get funny. Are you willing to have her be that way? And if you really want to be like a gold star student, when a woman starts to talk, say, excuse me, how should I listen? How do you want me to listen to this? Just ask that. How do you want me to listen to this? She could say, just listen. That would be a pretty normal choice. Just listen. That means don't solve my problem. Don't give me advice. Don't tell me your fabulous idea about this. Just listen. I've got a blah, 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 blah.